You're listening to Hoist on Sin 90.7 FM. My name is Ella, and today the Vultures stopped by to have a chat about their upcoming tour. The Vultures dive into the raw energy of Australian rock with Liam Bowich and Joe Bon McPhail. Originating on the Gold Coast in 2013, their musical camaraderie blossomed from schoolyard CD swaps to a dynamic song partnership, unleashing their passion for music. The Vultures soar with electrifying sounds and a relentless drive to rock your world. Nice to meet you, Joe. How are you going today?
Good, thanks. Nice to meet you too.
Yeah, you too. I've got a couple of questions for you today. I guess what I would love to start off with learning more about your band is, I guess, what inspired the name for it?
I think Liam and I got asked this like fairly recently, and we couldn't quite remember the exact origin of it. I think that we were, because we've been doing music together for a long time, since we were about 12 or 13 at the end of primary school we met.
That's
Yeah,
amazing.
And so I think we went through a bunch of different names that didn't stick. And at some point around, some point in high school, we landed on the Vultures and just stuck with it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Reminds me of a bird. Cool. I guess also would love to learn a little bit more about you and kind of what's inspired you to continue with the musical journey. Have you had moments where you've drifted away from it and come back, or has it always been something that you know is the pathway you've wanted to take?
I think, like, for me, it's for a really long time, it's been pretty known that it's the path that I wanted to take. I think, pretty much around the time that I met Liam, when we were 12 or 13, like, we thought we're going to be in a band together, and it just kind of hasn't stopped. Even at the start of high school, you know, we were jamming in my old bedroom together, and we had an old laptop. And so we were recording ourselves or attempting to record ourselves in some way. And it's just kind of, evolved through the years. We're still kind of just doing the same thing, we always say.
Awesome. Can you remember like one of the first songs you tried to record?
We kind of jumped into doing original songs like pretty early. Like, I think even before we had ever jammed together, we were kind of bringing each other songs. I was writing out tabs, guitar tabs, really poorly, and giving them to Liam to kind of learn or make a song out of it. But in terms of like, we did do a lot of covers, jamming out in our teenage years. We played a lot of Green Day, played a lot of like, we went through a lot of different phases of punk, like a lot of blues, a lot of even heavier metal. That I feel like some of those influences still stick around with us in some way now, and we're a bit of a mixed bag of sounds.
So you've tried a few different things, worked out what sounds feel like you. I guess, what sound would you identify your genre as?
Now I feel like we generally say we're indie rock, modern rock, just to try to, give a bit of a taste of how we sound. But we kind of like to grab, little bits here and there from all of our influences or whatever we're just feeling at the time that we're making music and jamming out together.
Yeah, amazing. One thing I'd love to learn more about is your latest album or single. What are you working on at the moment?
Well, we released our debut album it was a little while ago now. I think it was the end of 2022, and that's called Escobar. And we were working on that for quite a long time, like 3 years or so. It started in Berlin when we were living there for a moment together. And then we ended up coming back to Australia. It was a pretty good experience, and then, we ended up working on it in Melbourne for a little while, and then coming back to the Gold Coast where we're based and finishing it off. And so we're still kind of, we didn't get to tour last year when we originally planned to. So we're kind of making up for it this year. with a few dates. But seeing as how it's been quite a long time, we have been working on the second album right now.
That's really exciting. Are you able to give any ideas what the next album's about?
I think we're still figuring it out a little bit. Like, I think that we have a pretty holistic approach, and I think that a lot of, for us, when we're making music together, a lot of it kind of unveils itself as we're going along. And it's still, we're right in the middle of it now, and a lot is still unfolding. But we're definitely very happy about how it's sounding. We're very inspired
Right.
and yeah, excited for it to be out.
That's really cool. Do you have any like funny, I guess, stage performance stories or like things that have happened in your recording journey or like when you've been performing live? Any memorable moments?
There's been a couple. I mean, I think one that always has stood out is we were playing a gig in Surfers Paradise on the Gold Coast, and it was like an outdoor stage, and it was a few years ago now, but I can't remember if it was raining. I feel like maybe the stage was a bit wet, and Liam likes to, I can't do much on the drums because I'm sitting down at the back of the stage, but Liam likes to move around quite a lot at the front, and I think he jumped off a riser and slipped over, and I don't know why, but that's always stuck out as a pretty funny moment. It might be funnier for me, but
Sounds like it. It was probably one of those moments where you had to be there.
yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. You're good. It's hard to think of things on the spot too sometimes.
Yeah.
Just would you say your sounds evolved over time with your music, like from where you started when you were 13 to now? Can you tell us a little bit about the transition of where the sound began and what you would say it is now? I remember you said it's more indie rock now, but how did it sort of start?
Yeah, for sure. I think if so, we put out in our first few years, we put out a few EPs and a single, and that's now combined on a compilation album called Night Rock. And so that gives a pretty good idea of what we sounded like. We were very much more we sounded a lot more in on the record, like we sounded in the room. At that time, like, we were definitely a little bit more blues rock leaning. There was lots of guitar solos. The drums were busy, and yeah, I'd say that, like, from that point, we've just kind of tightened everything up a little bit. I think that now our music is, we experiment a little bit more with synthesizers and other layering and that kind of a thing. And I think that, yeah, I think it's a little bit more contemporary, but I think you can definitely see, like, an A to B of the way that the sound has evolved.
Yeah, really cool. Another thing I'd love to know is if you could, I guess if your band's music could be a soundtrack to any movie or TV show, which would it be and why?
Ooh. That's a good question. I feel like I'm not really too sure. I think I'd love to see, like, some of our songs. We have a couple of songs that lean in a slightly darker kind of groove, like a dark groove. And I feel like that would work quite well in,
Yeah,
like,
a little bit moody or
very moody. It could, like, I'm kind of seeing, like, darkly, dimly lit bars, or, like, I don't know, or maybe even, like, neon lit, John Wick style scenes or something like that. Yeah.
yeah, amazing. I put you on the spot there.
Yeah.
Another one I really wanted to know is, do you guys, I guess, play with unconventional instruments or objects? Do you try incorporate things outside of guitars, and other like commonly used instruments? Like, do you play with sound in that way?
We do on the records, yeah. We
Yeah.
in the studio, we try to experiment as much as we can. especially like in percussion, we try to like find just things around the room or things we've found that sound nice to hit. And then we like manipulating sounds, taking like we always like going through our voice memos or anything like that and trying to like chop little bits and try to make something out of it rather than immediately just like pick up a guitar or something. But on stage, at least right now, we've got like a pretty big setup. We've got like two guitars and drums, bass, and then our keys and guitar player Blair plays like two keyboards as well. So he's pretty stacked. But yeah, in the studio, we like to try to make music out of, pretty much anything that sounds cool.
So it sounds like when you're on stage, you have a set plan, and then when you're in the studio, you're able to be a lot more creative in that musical process.
Definitely, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Talking about stage, I guess you guys would have a lot of experience with performing. Would you say you still experience stage fright? And if so, how do you overcome that? Do you have any rituals that you do beforehand, or is it something that with practice, you'd say musicians can get over?
I think that, like, yeah, I think, I mean, at least speaking for myself, I feel that every show feels a little bit different. And so, I think that the stage fright kind of blends into some kind of nervous energy. And it just, like I like to try to treat every show like it's its own unique thing. And it makes it exciting to try to navigate the waters of each show as it's happening. But yeah, I mean, I'd say that probably like the most, it's I like playing shows at like outside of our hometown, because sometimes I feel like there's just like another type of freedom that comes with it, as opposed to, I love playing shows in our hometown. It's a little bit different because there's, friends and family, and there's like all of these other dynamics going on compared to playing somewhere different. But yeah,
That makes
I think that
sense.
I do still feel, I think that now I just see the stage fright or like those feelings that come at the start of the shows as more of a nervous energy to kind of like wrangle throughout the show.
No, that makes sense. I know, in any experience where I've performed, I try to tell myself that the nerves are excitement. It's a
Yeah.
little like, it's okay, I'm just excited.
100%. Helps a lot.
It does. And you spoke a lot about the fact that audiences can be different if there's friends, family, and then moving away from that. I guess I'm also curious to learn, when you go to different states around Australia, do you find that people react differently to your music, or like the way that the audience responds, the excitement, or like the vibe of the show is different? Does that make sense? Like,
Yeah, I think so. At least like in our
everything's different.
experiences, yeah, in our experiences playing live as the Vultures, I'd say like I haven't seen it. Definitely feels different everywhere we go, but I don't think that I've yet experienced like a trend per like city or per place or anything like that. It just kind of seems to be a mixed bag every time, which is exciting as well.
Yeah, I can see how that would add to the excitement.
Yeah.
It'd be, yeah, and it's nice, like it's nice to be able to travel and meet new people. And I guess with having had that experience of travel in the beginning, how did you find getting into the industry? Was it difficult to create those contacts? How did you guys sort of start it off as a hobby and then move it into a career?
I think we definitely just fumbled our way through. For the very first time that we toured interstate, I think it was 2015, and our bass player at the time and our good friend Jay was booking all of our gigs. And I think that at that point in time, we were just saying, yeah, we want to go interstate and play some shows. So he just booked like 10 shows between like Brisbane and Melbourne within something ridiculous. It was like within 12 days or something. We were playing like Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights at just random places, and just kind of seeing how it went, I think. Yeah, we just kind of threw ourselves into it and didn't really know any better. And I think over the years we've just like learned a little bit more about like, you know, some of the things that are more common to do and things that are less common to do.
Yeah, like learn through mistakes
Yeah,
and
100%.
trial and error. Yep.
Yeah, lots of trial and error.
Yeah. I guess from those experiences as well, do you find you prefer playing in a more intimate gig or more space, the way that the music reacts to the different size of the spaces? Yeah, I guess what's
I
your
think,
preference?
yeah, not to give a non-answer, but like I think that I really love playing like fairly equally. I think that both have their benefits. Like we love this run of dates that we're doing right now are fairly intimate venues. I think they're like 150 cap or so venues. And like yeah, we love just like being right up close and really feeling the room. It's kind of linked to where we cut our teeth in rock dive bars and bluesy dive bars 10 years ago, and so we really do just love playing there. But we also love, you know, playing bigger stages, playing festivals. We played at Springtime Festival on the Gold Coast at the end of last year, and it was, you know, it was that was its own unique experience and one of the bigger shows that we've played. And yeah, you know, it felt equally awesome playing our songs and translating them to like a larger outdoor festival stage. So yeah, we really love just, you know, making connections with whatever crowd we're playing to.
Yeah, incredible. You mentioned that you had some experience in Berlin. Did you perform any gigs there? And also, I guess, what did you get up to in Berlin?
We didn't play any. So yeah, Liam and I moved over there. We were there for about 6 months or so, and we didn't play any gigs. We were mainly working on the album at the time. So we built a little, you know, home studio and just started chipping away at the album. We did busk a couple of times on the street, which was very fun, and definitely met a bunch of interesting characters over there. But yeah, other than that, we just did a lot of like, I don't know, self-growth, like ate a lot of amazing food and then just spent a lot of time together. It had also been like a few years at that point since the Vultures had done anything. So it was kind of just a good time for Liam and I to get back together somewhere completely removed from our home and just kind of, you know, get the fires burning again.
Reconnect and start that writing process.
100%.
And I guess with the writing process, do you have a very, how would I say it? Do you find there's like a structure to it, or it's just you're doing something during the day and words come to mind and something just inspires and ignites a thought process and you just have to keep a journal and write it down? Like I know everyone, like I guess what I'm saying, structured, you sit down and you organize a time and you're like, this is what I'm going to write about and create a theme, where other people it just comes very spontaneously. How would you say your approach is?
I'd say there's a bit of both. Like there's definitely that waking up in the middle of the night and, you know, like capturing an idea on a phone. I'm pretty sure that exactly happened to Liam, with the song on our album, Another Minute. I think that I'm pretty sure it was that song. He just like woke up in the middle of the night and it had come and he just, you know, wrote it down. And yeah, I think that we do a little bit of structured writing in our own time, but yeah, it's a bit of a balance between the two. We never quite know like when things are going to come or when the inspiration is going to be cooking. So we try to jump on it when we can and just keep our antenna there to capture anything that comes.
Yeah, awesome. So it sounds like you do a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Our last question for today is, where did it go? Sorry. No, here it is. If you could collaborate with any artist, living or dead, who would it be and why?
Wow, huge.
There's so many people to choose from.
Yeah, they really are. I feel like that my answer definitely would just change, like from month to month, week to week. I think that right now, probably Liam and I share a huge love for David Lynch and, pretty much everything that David Lynch has ever made. And he's inspired us a lot. And so I'd say we're pretty safe going with, collaborating with David Lynch would be really magical.
Great choice. And I do have to ask one question. For David Lynch, which song, I guess, would you listen to the most?
I mean, his what's that album he made? It's called like Crazy Clown Time or something like that. I mean, in terms of his musical works, probably Crazy Clown Time.
Yeah,
But
that's a
with
cool
Liam and I
name.
are both, yeah, I know, so
Yeah.
funny. But
Very
Liam and
cool.
I are big Twin Peaks fans. So yeah, we love Twin Peaks.
Amazing. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Joe. You're listening to Sin 90.7 FM on your digital radio and online. You can catch up on more interviews like the one you've just heard anytime online with your preferred podcast platform. Just search The Hoist Sin.